this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another Hey Comics Kids. This one, a supplemental episode. This one, we'll call it 15-Minute Max Supplement. And Max, you've got a special guest. You want to introduce him?
Yep, this is one of my old-time friends, Isaac. Isaac, speaking to the microphone.
Hi.
All right, and you got... all right. Don't feel as if you need to, like, get... Where you're standing is just fine, all right? And the boys tell me that they have a topic in mind that they want to discuss. What's the topic today, Isaac?
Soda.
All right. Now, what about soda is so fascinating that you want to talk about?
Well, if I could start, soda is just such a unique, like, why just be confined to water and juices when you can have soda? A drink that's fizzy, it just tastes way better. In my opinion, it tastes better than the juices and things that younger kids drink.
Also, it's kind of harder to chug.
Is that something that's good or bad? Harder to chug?
Well, it depends on the size of the soda. If it's like a 2-liter bottle, it's good.
Oh, did I tell it?
If it's just a can, it's bad.
Should I tell the story of we had a plane trip to Tokyo about a week ago, and also we went to Kyoto. I went to a 7-Eleven. We bought 4 things. Oh, by the way, you know Fanta White?
Yeah. Everyone knows Fanta.
They had a green Fanta. It tastes so good.
Green Fanta? Who? Wow.
And also, but this is the best part about it, okay? So, we went to a 7-Eleven and bought 4 things. And then the person gave us kind of like a grab box thing. I put out a coupon for a large Pepsi Zero. And instead of like just like being a coupon for a discount, it was just free.
Wow.
And
you never tasted anything that tasted more like straight up pure chemical than Pepsi Zero. It was almost like drinking battery acid, which I also don't recommend.
Yep.
Yeah, and you loved it was a vacation. And you loved it because it was free.
Yep.
What's your favorite soda, Isaac?
It's either A&W or Moxie.
Moxie?
Yeah.
Where do you get Moxie?
Well, when my family, we go to Maine, and one time, my dad and I went out antiquing, and I needed to go to the bathroom, and there was a store.
Mm-hmm.
One of those gas station stores. And there was Moxie. I'd never had Moxie.
Uh-huh.
And it tasted so good.
What does it taste like?
It tastes, it's kind of hard to describe, but...
Is it fruity?
Yeah, a bit.
Which fruit does it taste like? Strawberry, grape, cherry?
Actually, it's more of a flavor type. It's kind of like a distinct bubblegum.
It's a distinct bubblegum. Max, what would you say your favorite soda
is? It's kind of strong and rich.
Strong and rich?
I have to go back to the first soda I've had, root beer, and mainly the root beer that I usually drink, A&W root beer. I remember my dad grew up in Bad Axe, and there was a tornado, and so basically his father was getting hungry, and they literally drove out. This was before seatbelts were invented, and drove out to A&W Whoopia, to A&W, got some fries, and that story is stuck in my mind forever.
And what, Max? What's the worst soda you've ever had?
That's a really toughie. I have to say, I am, if this even classifies as a soda, I am not really that. Seltzer. I do not like seltzer at all.
Me neither, but my least favorite soda would probably be, there's this foreign soda called Ernbarbru, and it tastes so much like bubblegum. It's like so disgusting.
Yeah, and I remember,
and
like,
I really don't like seltzer. It's basically just carbonated water.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it.
And also, this reminds me of basically when we went on a road trip, and at the place we went, there was a club soda. And Alex, my older brother, tried this, I think it was this foreign soda, and he said it was, he hated it. It was so bitter.
Well, you guys tried a lot of different sodas when you were at Disney World a couple of years ago. Do you remember which one you there was one that you really didn't like?
That was, I don't know, I forget what that is, but that was when I tried the green Infanta. That's why
that's
I went
when you
straight
first
forward.
Fell in love with green Fanta.
And that's why I went straight forward at the restaurant called Jonathan's we went to in Tokyo.
Okay. So now, I don't know about Isaac, but I will say about Max, you haven't drank a lot of soda. This past couple of weeks, you went on kind of a soda bender. But generally, I don't know that you drink a lot of soda, but do you have enough of a, I don't know that you've even had both, so I'm going to throw it open to you both. Coke or Pepsi, which is better?
Pepsi. No, Coke.
Coke.
Coca-Cola.
It's so much, well, Pepsi is, I can't really say, like, Pepsi is good, but Coke's a much, I like Coke better because it's a much stronger taste. It's more caffeinated, I think. I don't know about this.
Is that good or bad?
Like, you need caffeine.
Don't get back to espresso anytime soon.
Favorite thing to do with soda? Go.
Probably, put my hand over it and shake it up and it's so fun.
Oh, I remember a story. If this was probably in a dream or something, but we got sodas from this. After karate, we used to go to karate class, and after that, sometimes my dad would treat us to soda. And Alex, but he had a Sprite. He shook it up so much, and when he opened it, he went into the car. It went out like a volcano. Like it was, went straight up in the sky like a water, like one of those new water guns, like a fountain or a water gun.
So, this question has gone way off the rails. How about now? Let me see if I can ask it a different way. Favorite thing to do with soda that incorporates actually drinking the soda.
Yeah. Well, okay. This was, well, that wasn't the thing. That was just a remembering story.
Okay.
But this is what I like. Really, what better to do with soda than drink it?
Go ahead, Isaac. What do you think?
Well, it depends on the type of bottle. If it's wide mouth, I just pour it into my mouth. And if it's not, I do shake it up. But after I put my, when it shakes up, I immediately, instinctively, put my mouth over it and chug it.
God, that's
so
such a bad
idea.
I'm
gonna take one more try at this, and we'll just we'll abandon the question format. Have you guys ever had a root beer float?
Yep.
Favorite thing to do with soda? Add some ice cream to it. Now, having had a root beer float, have you had anything else that's similar to a root beer float? Go ahead.
Well, similar to a root beer float is, usually a root beer float is just vanilla ice cream.
Right.
Sometimes I put cookie dough ice cream and caramel in it.
I have cookie dough ice cream with my root beer floats. Also, a similar thing to root beer floats is milkshakes.
That doesn't incorporate it's soda ice cream. At all.
Yep. Also, this isn't way off the topic, but I remember drinking a cookie dough milkshake, and I remember using a straw, it sucked up one of the cookie dough pieces.
Could we get back to the topic?
Okay, what would Maybe. You like and to, where would you like to go now?
I would like to go with the over-the-top root beer float.
What's
if you
that?
Put it so much whipped cream or so much ice cream that the root beer actually spills out because there's too much other stuff.
A classy root beer float.
If you like root beer floats, you should also try a Boston Cooler, which is the same idea but with vanilla ice cream and ginger ale.
Oh,
you guys like ginger ale.
I love ginger ale.
It's not my favorite, but I drink it, but it's not my favorite.
What do you think,
Isaac? It's hard to... I love ginger ale, but sometimes it's too gingery.
Uh-huh.
My favorite kind of ginger ale is either Schweppes or a Canada Dry.
Max, what do you think?
Well,
do you have a brand preference when it comes to ginger ale?
Well, I don't normally drink ginger ale, but I'm just saying to all the brands out there, if they make good ginger ale, and everyone out there, support ginger ale, because it's, the Phoenix gives us money if we support it.
Sponsor?
Sponsor, yeah. And we don't even sponsor them.
So,
ding!
We've talked about colas. We've talked about ginger ale. What's your favorite fruit-flavored soda?
Oh.
Go ahead, Isaac.
My favorite fruit-flavored soda is probably a cherry Fanta.
A cherry Fanta.
Or a cherry Coke.
Or a cherry... cherry Cokes are good, too.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
go ahead, Maxwell.
Well, I think that the Fantas that I had in Japan, I'm not even joking, they have, so many different types. They have two different types of Fanta. One of them being the green Fanta I told you about. The other one is Sunkist.
Sunkist are very good.
Yeah, but also, there's a grape-flavored Fanta in Japan.
I was holding up the sign because I know what your favorite fruit flavored soda is. It's Sunkist.
Sunkist.
You love orange soda.
Right,
Max?
Yeah, Fanta.
Fanta is not Sunkist.
I thought it was.
Isaac.
My grandmother, she had in her town, she has a there's a pool. It's called the swim club, the Swarthmore Swim Club, and I remembered this so well that there's a little store there and they sell Sunkist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went crazy with the Sunkist and I didn't chug it.
Oh.
And or fizz it up. I just they also sell regular food and I bought a pretzel. I took a bit of the pretzel, dipped it in the Sunkist.
Really?
I remember
was disgusted. It was so good.
I remember, I would take pieces of my food and dump it in, my apple juice or whatever drink I have, and then eat it at dinner, and the family would, and my family would be like, ugh.
So when I was your age, and we would go to a wedding, the big thing for us kids to do, and I want to know whether this sounds familiar to you, was to have mixed drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And for us, a mixed drink was obviously not an alcoholic drink.
No.
It was doing what, Isaac?
It was mixing drinks together.
Mixing sodas together. And sometimes when I go to a fast food restaurant, I get one of those cups that you fill soda with. And
you mix it.
I usually put it high C, Barks root beer, which is very good.
Good Lord.
And I put Sprite in it, and sometimes lemonade.
Do you have a name for this concoction? It sounds vile.
My name is...
The Eisenadel?
No. That sounds way too weird. But
my name is probably the... Yeah.
Well, okay, so I think that's...
The sugar cocktail.
There you go, sugar cocktail. Very good. Max, have you ever done this?
Well, this isn't really about soda, but I remember when I would go to Boston Market and mix cherry and lemon, cherry lemonade and regular lemonade together, and
I've tried that. It's very good. It's the lemonade-eat cocktail. I usually call mixed drinks cocktails, because why not?
Because
cocktails are essentially mixed.
Cocktails is another word for a mixed drink, yes. Usually an alcoholic beverage, yeah, but it doesn't have to be. Right?
Yeah, but sometimes what's your favorite kind of miscellaneous soda? It's not just an actual soda. And because there's Sprite. It's just a different kind.
Yeah.
And I usually like Shirley Temple's non-alcoholic, because,
right,
of course, non-alcoholic. It's just Sprite with cherry juice.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Now, what do you say to these people, these adults that like me, who say, listen, there's too much sugar in soda, you don't need all that crap, you shouldn't drink it, it's no good for you?
I say, to heck with it.
Heck with it, right? You're a rebel.
What I say is like, okay, I get it. It has a lot of sugar. I can get that, and that's why sodas shouldn't be drank very often. Like, I'm not trying to force the opinion. I'm just saying that, like, it's not the thing that you just chug every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's the thing that, like, maybe you have for maybe if you have it in the house, you drink it.
So, like, as the great Ben Franklin once said, all things in moderation. It's okay, but you don't want to go overboard. Do you agree with that, Isaac?
Yeah, I do agree with that. And lately I've been trying to go easy on the sugar. But who doesn't like a good old soda?
Well, the main thing about sugar and sugary snacks and stuff is just to make sure that you brush your teeth when you get up in the morning. It's a good idea to brush after lunch and before you go to bed. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, back to the moderation thing.
Yeah, okay. Was that not sitting well with you?
Well, you don't want to be all crazy with the, we can't have sugar thing.
Right.
Because sugar is something that you shouldn't say. I mean, I don't think that I would say that, like, down with sugar, down with soda because it's sugary. Don't drink soda because it's sugary. It's something that... It's still good to drink, but you shouldn't drink all the time.
Right. You want to destroy America? Destroy soda.
Right.
You want to destroy...
Let's go down that road for a moment. Let's imagine a world without any soda. What would you drink instead for a treat? I mean, there's always water. There's always certain things. But for a treat, what would you drink if it wasn't soda?
Lemonade. Yeah, either lemonade.
It's the closest.
A milkshake.
Thing.
A milkshake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I would just make up some crazy concoction and then half freeze it, so it's kind of like a sludge. I sometimes do like crazy concoctions, but it always involves milk, so it can freeze.
Milk is a good base, is what you're saying.
Yeah, just go crazy. Yeah. Mix this with that.
Don't let the thing, like, even if the things are good, but you think you taste disgusting, why stop there when you never know if it's gonna be a delicious thing, you can make millions off of it.
This coming from you, who almost routinely refuses to try tasting new foods.
Bit of a dot. Yep, who can say no to that?
Well, very
Max,
good.
Max.
Go ahead.
A couple years ago, you would only eat and drink soy milk and water. Soy milk water, and you would only eat mashed potatoes, chicken noodle soup, and peas.
And green beans and broccoli.
That's peas.
He's come a long way since then, I will say. Yeah. But it is a good, I think a good mindset to cultivate is to be open to trying new things, whether it's soda or a new vegetable.
Mostly soda.
So this has been actually a very fascinating concept into a very fizzy topic. If you were to say one, go ahead, Isaac. We've got, Oh, okay. Isaac is saying we're coming. Oh, I see. He's pointing to the screen. We're coming right. We don't get too upset about the 15-minute thing. If we go over, yeah, it's fine. But one final thought. If you were to leave our listeners with one final thought about soda, what would it be, Isaac?
Just don't. If you're not sure about, if you're tasting a new thing, don't buy a whole 2-liter thing. Buy it like.
Just get a four pack. And then you can share it with your friends. Max, one final thought about soda. Oh, that's the other thing. What's the right way to call it? Is it soda? Is it pop? Is it sody pop?
Sody pop.
You guys are definitely East Coasters. You call it soda. Now, where I grew up, they call it pop.
Pop.
My mom came from Minnesota. They always called it soda pop.
And I know that some parents out there don't want their kids to have soda. And I get that because it's like, just like, I'm just going to say, a good age for a kid to try soda is 7 to 8 years old. Don't have them get to it when they're 6 and under. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing that they're gonna. It's in a way. You know how you can say reading in math helps you. Well, trying soda can, because you're always gonna be at that one party where there's only soda that you can drink, or at one party where there's nothing that you can drink. That the only thing you would like would be soda.
Right. That's a very good point. Well, we are, as Isaac politely points out, coming upon the end of the show. I'd like to thank our special guest, Isaac. And, Max, would you like to bring this podcast in for a landing?
All right. First, I'm going to say, don't forget to rate and comment, and leave a friendly comment. It's a friendly place, people. Also, speaking for myself, my dad, and my good friend, Isaac, who's I'm so honored to have on this. You're the first special guest on this show, Isaac. Wow. Goodbye, everybody.